Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad for it. We just praise God for this day. We thank God for waking us up this morning, and that's just small compared to the great plan that he has for our lives, and that God is yet keeping us in the land of the living so that our purpose can be fulfilled. I'm just so grateful on today, just grateful for everything that God has done in my life. You know, sometimes we have to have a think back over our lives, praise, and begin to praise God for what he's already done. We don't praise God enough for what he's already done. So I thank God for what he's already done in our lives. I thank God for his mercy, for his grace, for his love. And I thank God for each and every one of you that come to join us in prayer on a weekly basis. Every Tuesday night, New Creation Christian Ministries is here, and we are interceding, we're praying, we're going before the throne of God. We're seeking God's face, and we are getting answers to our prayers. I thank God for all of the praise reports that are coming through, that people are getting delivered, people are getting healed, people are getting jobs, people are getting breakthroughs, people are getting vehicles and homes, people are being blessed, because the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. So we just thank God for the power of prayer and for all those who count it not robbery to come and kneel before the throne, kneel before the Lord, and pray on a weekly basis. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask that you just put yourself in a position to go before God. You might have to get into a quiet place if you can, kneel if you can. If you need to walk around and pray, then you can do that. The focus is to put your mind on the Lord. Take your mind off of your circumstances, off of your problems, and put your mind on God. Amen. And Pastor Emily is here, so I'm certain he wants to say a few things as we go before the Lord in prayer. Pastor Anthony.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is just so awesome how he honored those who honor him. And it is an hour he's telling us to look to him, look to the hills by which cometh thy help. Amen. He tells us to keep our mind on whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are right. So we, through the power of prayer, stay rooted and grounded in the things of God. And helping those sometimes who can't help themselves.
Yeah.
Prayed for us. Somebody still intercedes for us. Somebody stands in the gap. So I just thank God that he has given us this powerful tool to use in the earth realm called prayer. So we just thank God for those who have been faithful to this duty that God has given us to do, because he said men ought always to pray. And we ought to pray without ceasing. So we just thank God that the fire and the power of God move on these Tuesday nights. And just like you said, Pastor, manifest is being done, demonstrations, miracles and breakthroughs and supernatural events are taking place because of the power of prayer. So we just thank God as we go forward tonight that God is going to once again honor us as we call out to him using the authority of the name of Jesus as we pray by faith and believing in the power of prayer tonight.
Amen. Amen. So with that said, Pastor, are you ready for us to go forward? Do you want me to go ahead and move forward?
Yes.
Amen. So we're going to go forward with prayer. We thank God for our guests in the chat room and for those who are on the line. There are so many people calling in, New Creation Christian Ministries members. There are so many people calling in. The phone lines are full. So if you are here and you are a prayer warrior, and you are one who's praying on this particular prayer, if you're interceding, if you're one of the intercessors, I need you to raise your hand. If you're ready to pray, I need you to press 1 to raise your hand. If you're an intercessor and you're ready to pray, please press 1 now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those intercessors who are ready to pray, we want you to press 1. And if you need a prayer, if you need prayer, I'll press one. Amen. If you need prayer right now, you're here for prayer. We're going to take prayer requests later on, too. But for the intercessors, we just need you to press one. And for those of you who need prayer, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just raise your hand. God bless you.
Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, this is Brother Emil Brown and Ms. Janiella Brown. We just became official today, and I know this is the beginning of our marriage officially honored between God. We just wanted to say that we need prayer every day. Prayer does change things, and it's not enough that we should thank God. I mean, I think the fact that we got a second chance to do this right before him, the fact that y'all are reaching out to masses of people and praying on behalf of people, I think it's wonderful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, what did you say happened today?
We became officially married.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So when the enemy said that it couldn't happen, it happened.
Wow. Amen. To God be the glory. We are just so happy for you guys being married on today. And, you know, we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Like you said, you guys came up under much. You two came up under much attack, but God made it happen.
Yes, he did. And we couldn't forget y'all because y'all never gave up on us. We felt the prayers. And again, as I said before, I'm a witness that prayer does change things. When it seemed like we've given all we got, and we've both been through a lot of stuff, a lot of junk in our lives, and here we get a second chance around. And I just wanted to say that I'm very grateful to be listening to y'all guys. You know, I look up to y'all. I'm really amazed at what Brother Paul is doing, you know, as a man, and I think that's great.
Amen. Amen. Well, we definitely still consider you both to be a part of the family. We're looking forward to when God brings you both back to the local church, but you're still a part of the church because this is our online sanctuary. So you're in the sanctuary right now. Amen. You're in the sanctuary right now, and we are just so blessed about what God is going to do. So we're going to cover you and your wife. Amen. And prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. And just keep on coming because God's not finished with you yet. There's still a lot that God's going to do in your life and in Sister Daniela's life. So we're anticipating even more that God, whatever the devil says could not happen, we're anticipating that that thing is going to happen and God shall bring it to pass. There's more in store for you. God's going to bring you guys prosperity. He's going to bring you your vehicle. You're going to have your home. So there's so many things.
We receive it. We just want to do things in decency and order.
Amen. Well, you made the right step today. So keep believing God, okay?
And we love y'all guys. We love y'all guys. Continue doing what you're doing.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, brother. We love you, too. God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to open in prayer. Right after opening prayer, we're going to have prophetess pray. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just come before you seeking your face. Oh God, we seek your face. We seek your glory on today. We seek your presence on today. Lord, we're just looking for you as a deer panteth for the water. So our souls are longing after you. Lord, we've been through much, oh God, but never forgetting you, oh God, because you said you would never forget us. You would never forsake us. You would never fail us, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your faithfulness in the life of Emil and Danielle, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, oh God, Mr. and Mrs. Brown, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blessings of marriage, oh God. Lord, I bless their marriage right now, God. We cover their marriage right now, God, pastorally, oh God. We speak blessings over their lives, oh God. Lord, that you will send increase into their lives. Lord, this couple, Father God, has made, Father God, a move in the direction that you, Father God, sanctify. You love marriage, oh God, and we just thank you, Lord, for the union of marriage on today, oh God. That, Lord, there's a time, there's a shift now taking place in their lives, Lord, that today is the first day of the rest of their lives, that they are positioned for a turnaround. Oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for manifested blessings over their lives. You said that this was the year of divine manifestation and supernatural release. So, Lord, I pray for this man of God. I pray for his wife, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for covering them. I come against sickness. I come against attack. And come against anything that the devil will try to send their way, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for blessing their union, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We make a divine impartation into their marriage, oh God, which you have done for myself and Pastor Anthony, Lord. We just ask that you will do the same thing for them, oh God. Lord, we release your blessings over their lives, oh God. Hallelujah. That their marriage, Father God, which you have put together, oh God, let no man put asunder. So, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah for this man of God. Hallelujah for this woman of God. Hallelujah for their battle, oh God. For their deliverance, oh God. For their victory, oh God. For power in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for Lord, open doors that no man can close for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you that it's already done. Hallelujah. Pertaining to the plan that you have for their lives. Plans to prosper them and not to harm them. Plans to give them a hope and a future. So even as they have entered into the virtual sanctuary on tonight, God, Lord, bless them, oh God. Anoint them with power from on high, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release your Holy Spirit, oh God, to even more so, Father God, be stirred up in their bellies, oh God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. So Lord, I thank you. We praise you. We touch and agree. You said, with two or more gathered in your name, that you will be in our presence. So we touch and agree, oh God, for this couple, oh God. We rejoice with the angels on today, oh God, that they said, I do to you and I do to each other, oh God. So bless this covenant in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Even now, God, we worship you, oh God. We thank you for your presence on this prayer line. We thank you for your presence in this sanctuary. We thank you for walking with us, oh God. We thank you for talking with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being here with us in the body with us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, continue to have your way. Lord, we just thank you. We know that you are here. We thank you for healing. There's somebody that needs to be healed on today, God. And Lord, I release, oh God, the balm of Gilead, oh God, throughout this sanctuary, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, I thank you for divine healing in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, they are healed. The healing is the children's bread. Oh God, I thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I come against back problems and migraines, oh God. I come against tumors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we break up every tumor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, cancer and diabetes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against heart attack and heart disease, high cholesterol and high blood pressure, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak healing across this sanctuary, across the United States of America and beyond. Oh God, that every person is healed, delivered, and set free. In the name of Jesus, that sickness cannot abide in the hearts and lives of your people. Lord, we come against heartbreak, discouragement, and depression, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we dry up leprosy, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against any skin disease, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for breaking and destroying yokes, yes. Yokes in the lives of your people, that we are free in Christ and free indeed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Even as Prophetess Singletary continues this prayer, yes. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for continuing to be with us, even during this time. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. God bless you, Prophetess. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord,
hallelujah.
We praise you, God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for yet recognizing that there is none like you, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For our life, health, and strength right now, O God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs today, O God. We thank you for the blood that's yet running warm in our veins today, O God. We just thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For keeping us all day long, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your hands being upon us, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your love yet being extended towards us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you on today, O God. We worship you, O God. We thank you for another opportunity, O God, to assemble ourselves, hallelujah, in the posture of prayer, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, you told us to pray without ceasing, O God, hallelujah. You told us, O God, hallelujah, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, O God. And we thank you for realizing and knowing, O God, that there is power in prayer, O God. We thank you for knowing the worth of prayer, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that prayer changes things, O God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that prayer changes situations, O God. Prayer changes people, O God. Prayer changes, O God, everything, O God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for calling us, oh God, to the posture of prayer on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for allowing us to intercede on the behalf of someone else, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for knowing that there is much to pray for, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being able, oh God, hallelujah, to have the mind to lift up someone else before you on today, oh God. Lord, even though, oh God, those that are on the line, hallelujah, we ask that you would just minister to our needs today, oh God. Lord, you see and you know what we're dealing with. You know what we're experiencing, oh God. You know what we're facing, hallelujah. Lord, give us the strength, oh God. Give us the will, oh God, hallelujah, to persevere, oh God, hallelujah, in spite of what it is that we're facing on today, oh God. Allow us, oh God, hallelujah, to move forward by faith, oh God, hallelujah. Hey, God, and not by sight, oh God, not by what we see, oh God, with the natural eye, oh God, not by what we feel in the natural body, hallelujah, but allow us to press forward, oh God, hallelujah, through faith, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, oh God. No, we don't see it, God, but we believe every word, oh God, that you've spoken over our lives. We believe every word, hallelujah, that you've spoken over every situation, oh God, and we thank you for knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that you cannot lie, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing, oh God, that every word that you've declared over our life, oh God, it shall come to pass, it shall be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for being the all-wise God, the all-powerful God, the all-knowing on today, oh God, and we thank you for being concerned about us, oh God. We thank you for having us, oh God, on your mind, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to bless our households, oh God. Allow your anointing and your glory to reside in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Even as we position ourselves before you, hallelujah, we thank you for your anointing and your glory, oh God, hallelujah, being on the inside of us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being filled up with your spirit on today, oh God. We thank you for the anointing, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for power on today. We thank you for dunamis, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for filling up our cup, oh God, hallelujah, even when it went low, oh God. We thank you for recharging us, oh God. Thank you for renewing us, oh God, renewing our mind, hallelujah, renewing the body, oh God, renewing our spirit, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that sometimes when the spirit is willing, oh God, the flesh gets a little weak, hallelujah, and we thank you for being able to renew our strength on today, renew our strength, oh God. Oh God, encourage the people, oh God, help us not to faint, oh God, in the day of adversity, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for your word, which says, oh God, hallelujah, that Satan desires to sift us as wheat, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. But you prayed, oh God, hallelujah, that our faith fail not, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for your covering, oh God. We thank you for your blood. We just thank you, oh God, for having your hands upon us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for chasing us and pursuing us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Even in times when we want to throw in the towel, oh God, hallelujah, you strengthen us, oh God, you push us, hallelujah. Oh God, you move us, oh God, hallelujah, into the next place of you, oh God. We thank you for knowing, oh God, that the trials come in our lives to make us strong, oh God, hallelujah, and not to push us out of our place with you, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, help us today, oh God, even when we get a little weak, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to be able to cry out for help, oh God, hallelujah. Help us tonight, oh God. Help us every day of our lives, oh God, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, oh God.
Yes.
Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, oh God, hallelujah. Always abounding in your work on today, oh God. Bless your people that are going through. Bless your people, oh God, that are weak. Bless your people, oh God, hallelujah, that are thinking about, hallelujah, turning away from the faith, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God,
Jesus,
we thank you, Lord, on our side. We thank you,
thank you,
God, for catching everyone that's about to fall, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah. Oh, God, for being there, hallelujah, allowing your people, oh, God, hallelujah, to know, oh, God, no, they can't make it on their own, but they can make it through you, oh, God. We thank you for
Come
your
on.
Words, which says, oh, God, hallelujah, that we can do all things through you, oh, God. Help us not
higher than our thoughts, oh God. Your ways, oh God, are much higher than our ways on today, oh God. And we thank you for even the things that we're facing, oh God, the things that we don't understand, hallelujah. Oh God, we just thank you for believing and knowing that it's going to get better by and by, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for shielding our heart on today, oh God. And I also, hallelujah. Thank you for healing the heart, oh God. We thank you for healing our heart, oh God. We thank you for healing our heart, oh God. Bless every person this morning, oh God, the death of a loved one, hallelujah. Whether through sickness, oh God, whether through tragedy, hallelujah. Look on the mothers, oh God, and the family of the 2 10-year-olds that drowned. They can't they all
start.
Yes. Hallelujah. Some things we don't understand, God. But encourage that mother, oh God. Encourage that father, hallelujah. Encourage the family of those that remain, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Only you, God, can comfort during this time. Only you, God, have the words to say during this time, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for healing the hearts of your people, oh God. We thank you for healing, oh God. The family, oh God, of the 5-year-old, oh God, that was struck down by a stolen car, hallelujah. Heal the family that remain. Heal, oh God, heal. Heal, God. Comfort, oh God, comfort. Comfort ye, your people, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for covering those, oh God, hallelujah, that have experienced trauma, hallelujah. Oh God, the people, oh God, in Colorado, hallelujah. The people, oh God, hallelujah, that are symbols, oh God, hallelujah, that just praise you, oh God, in the temples, oh God, hallelujah. What's one of the safe haven? The devil is a liar. They come, they will see you. There's still refuge in the house of God. There's still liberty in the house of God. There's still freedom in the house of God. There's still healing, oh God, in the house of God. There is still deliverance in the house of God. Say to the Lord, rebuke you right now. We should not be fearful of heart, now they all see you, and going to worship our God. We will continue, to pursue God. We will continue, to chase after God. We will continue, hallelujah, to seek God for his supernatural strength on today, God. And I will see you. Look on those, hallelujah, that are losing up what's left and right. They can't nail to senseless murders, to senseless killings. God, heal this land, heal this nation, heal this world. Hallelujah. Oh, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves. Hey, allow your people to humble themselves in your presence, God. Allow your people to get in your presence, hallelujah. Allow your people to repent, Lord. Allow your people to be healed, oh God. Allow your people to be set free in their mind, oh God. Bless. We thank you, God, for being able to lift up, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Those situations, hallelujah, that we see across the media, oh God, even as it makes our heart heavy, oh God. But we thank you for knowing what to pray for, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing what we're able to lift up, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for outlets such as this, oh God, hallelujah, to cry out on the behalf of the people that may not even know you, oh God. And I saw strength in them, allow them to get to know you even through this. We don't know. We don't know the reason why. We don't know why things went the way that they did. But we know that you're still God. Hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that there is yet hope for those that remain. Hallelujah. There is still hope, God. There is still hope, Lord. And we thank you, hallelujah, for allowing us to lift up our voices, oh God. Hallelujah. And to cry out, oh God. Hallelujah. For somebody, that don't know you.
Yes,
we ask that you would just speak to their heart, speak to their mind, give them a will and a desire, hallelujah, to get to know you, God. Hallelujah, life isn't that bad, oh God, hallelujah, heal them. So many are hurt, so many are confused, so many are mixed up, hallelujah, and they don't know how to get out their emotions, oh God, oh God, turn that negative energy into something positive, oh God, you are able, God, I got. Yes, God, we thank you, hallelujah. We We worship
you,
God.
Lord.
We love you today. We just thank you for all things. Hallelujah. Continue to heal those that are sick in their bodies. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, those that are going through in the body. Hallelujah. We just thank you for being a deliverer. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a healer on today, oh God. We thank you for, oh God, hallelujah, touching us. Hallelujah. Anointing us with the balm of Gilead. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for healing us, oh God. We thank you for touching the body. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing Tara on today, oh God. We
yes,
thank you, hallelujah.
Yes,
you already started the work, oh God, and we believe that you're going to finish it, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that she is healed of cancer, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that she is delivered, oh God. I also, hallelujah. Any residue, God. Any residue, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. How you're puzzling the mind of the doctors. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of what she's gone through already. Hallelujah. Lord, you've did it before. We believe you're going to do it again. Hallelujah. I believe, God. We believe, God. We thank you for knowing who you are. Oh, God,
yes,
you're the great
Lord.
I am. You're the great I am. You are great King, hallelujah. You are great Redeemer, hallelujah. You are strong power today, oh God. You are shield and buckler, hallelujah. You are everything, oh God. Lord, you're everything to us, hallelujah. We don't know anything else, oh God, but to worship you and to call upon your name when things seem troublesome. Hallelujah. When things don't look good, when things don't feel good, hallelujah. We can call upon your holy name, Jesus. We thank you for being able to say the name. Power is in the name of Jesus. Healing is in the name of Jesus. All that we need is in your name, God. We thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous. We thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous on tonight.
Yes,
continue to heal our ministries, oh God. Continue to bless our ministries, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for being on the wall, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for fighting the fight of faith, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for making us all dangerous, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for making us a threat to the enemy's kingdom, oh God. Oh God, continue to bless this prayer. Time that it will see it. Continue to minister to the needs of your people. You see and you know, God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And it's already worked out. Hallelujah. We believe the report on today. Whose report?
Yes,
what we believe.
Lord.
We believe you. We believe every word that's high, that's spoken over our life and our family members' lives, oh God. Continue to keep us, oh God. And we shall be kept. Continue to bless us, Lord. And we shall be blessed, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for just allowing us to call out, hallelujah, some prayer, hallelujah, request unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name on tonight. There's none like you in all the earth. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your name tonight. Lord, there's none like you. Hallelujah. 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 As prophetess was praying, the Lord put a scripture in my spirit, even as she noticed some of the things that's happening in the news today with the young boys. And I didn't hear about the five-year-old young man, but even with the religious organization, the craziness that's in our world, just a few verses coming from Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 1 to 3. I'm going to pray right after this, and we're going to ask some other new creation intercessors to pray following me. But the Bible says, moreover, the word of the Lord came into Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me. Help us, Holy Ghost. The Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And prophets are saying, when we call upon the name of the Lord, he will answer us. And we are crying out to God tonight. We are crying out on behalf of those who are mourning tonight. We are crying out on behalf of the sick and those who are shut in, even those who are inmates and incarcerated, as Jeremiah was. God told Jeremiah, if you can't run with the footmen, how are you going to race with horses? He told Jeremiah, watch the potter, I'm at work. And that's what God is doing. As we pray tonight, God is molding and shaping our situations. God is preparing us to run with horses. God is allowing us, through the prophet Jeremiah, the words of the prophet, to call out to him. In church, he said he will answer us. So whether you're praying audibly or you're just standing in agreement tonight, God is going to honor your prayers tonight.
Yes.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Many of us are facing sickness and financial situations. Many of us have hardships going on and have dilemmas and problems being pressed in on every side.
Yes.
But God is not just able. Watch this. He's going to do what he said he will do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody better receive that tonight. So as we go forward in prayer, know that God is not just hearing your prayers, but he's moving on behalf of our prayers tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. This is the day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we pray right now, even for those families, Lord, that right now have faced a very traumatic experience in their young lives, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you be with all of those across this globe who are facing, Lord, dire situations, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You say, my people who are called by my name, if they will pray, if they will humble themselves, if they will seek my face, then I will heal their land as they turn from their wicked ways. So right now, Lord, with two or more gathered, you said you'd be in the room. And right now, we feel the power of God on this prayer line. You told us to pray, Lord. Pray for those. Confess our faults one to another that we might be healed. So right now, Lord, we are saying when we missed it, Lord, where we have sinned, where we have omitted sins, and where we have overlooked sins, when we have disobeyed your word, God, when we have fallen short of the mark of the high calling of God, we repent right now and we turn and we say, Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus, we know that your grace is sufficient. We know that our latter days shall be greater than our former days. So right now, Lord, we thank you for your keeping power. You said where sin is, grace abounds all the more. So we are all falling short of the glory of God. But right now we are praying in the name of Jesus because you said the righteous prayers availeth much. And we are righteous because we believe the word of the Lord. So we got to believe the report of the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody standing in the need of prayer concerning sickness or condition in their body. And right now, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed. In the name of Jesus, you said you sent your word and all of our diseases were healed. You said you will satisfy us. Glory be to God. I feel you. You said you would satisfy us with long life in the name of Jesus. So death, where is thy sting? Sting, hallelujah, grave. And where is thy victory? So we thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in every area of life. We thank you for the source of income that you have given us. We thank you for jobs today. We thank you for careers today. We thank you for education today. We thank you for opportunity today. Lord, if it had not been for the Lord who's been on our side, where would we be tonight? Because if God be for us, who can come against us? In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will vindicate us tonight. Lord, you will avenge challenge us tonight. Lord, you will deal with our haters and our enemies, those who are trying to covet us tonight, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, allow us to be loose, loose to pray for those who can't pray for themselves, loose to cover those families that lost those children, loose in the name of Jesus, those who are right now in the middle of foreclosure, those in the middle of unemployment, those who need a financial miracle. Lord, make a way out of no way. Somebody need a new car. Somebody need an automobile. Somebody need transportation. Lord, make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, somebody need a babysitter or somebody to watch their children while they go to work. Somebody need, in the name of Jesus, peace in their mind right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of suicide. We come against the spirit of depression right now. In the name of Jesus, you told us to lift every weight and cast our care upon you because you care for us. So right now, Lord, we're removing every weight, every burden. Every, in the name of Jesus, everything that's trying to trouble us in this hour. So, Lord, right now, we pray, Lord, that you give us the ability to sleep and to slumber and to put these bodies under rest. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word for us not to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. Lord, help us not to worry over bills. Help us not to worry over ministry needs. Help us not to worry, Lord, when our children are gone wayward. In the name of Jesus, help us not to worry, hallelujah, in the middle of a troubled marriage. Lord, help us not to worry when our plans are not working on the time schedule we thought they will work. Oh, glory be to God. Let us give our cares to you tonight. Let us bring our supplications and our petitions to you tonight. Let us come to the author and finisher of our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So, Lord, we give our lives to you. We give ourselves away tonight. Yes. We give ourselves away tonight. Yes. Lord, we want to submit ourselves to you. Father, we can't do this on our own. There's too much evil in our day. There's too much antichrist in our day. There's too much ungodliness in our day. Lord, we need your grace. Lord, we need your mercy. Lord, we need your supernatural Holy Ghost power. In the name, oh, I feel your glory. Oh, I feel your Holy Ghost. We need the power of God to turn our families around. We need the power of God to turn this economy around. We need the power of God in the name of Jesus to allow our children to fall in love with the things of God. So, Lord, have mercy on our children. In the name of Jesus, not one more accident this summer. Not one more incident this summer. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You come to steal, you come to kill, you come to destroy. Jesus, you said you came that we might have life and have it to the fullest, have it more abundantly. So, Lord, we thank you that tonight we will prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So, Lord, as I turn this prayer to the next person that's going to pray tonight, Lord, I say have mercy on this nation. Have mercy on every family. Look upon your churches, because you said the kingdom and the gates of hell should not prevail against your church. So, Lord, we know this is your church, Christ, who is the head of the church. So we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be heirs and co-heirs with you. We thank you that as many as those who call out to you, you'll make the sons and daughters of God. You say they call upon you, they shall be saved. So right now, we pray for every unsaved soul. Help us, Holy Ghost. Every person that have not said yes, Lord, Lord, bring them into your kingdom. We shall preach the kingdom of God. Arrest every heart, Lord. Even the one who have hardened their heart. Even the one walking around in unbelief. Lord, have mercy on those who are sinners. Have mercy on those who have lost their way. Have mercy on those, Lord, who have not called out to you as of yet in their life. So, Lord, we pray for them. So as we continue, Lord, continue to have mercy on us as well. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. I feel the power of God. I'm going to ask at this time, new creation, if you are here tonight, please press 1 and we'll continue. I feel the fire of God in the name of Jesus that he is honoring our prayers. If there's anyone else from New Creation Church family on the line tonight, you can press 1 at this time and you can announce yourself and we'll continue in the spirit of prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. We're not going according to our circumstance on tonight. We're not going according to what we see tonight. You said our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard. You said, nor has it entered into our heart what you're going to do for those of us who love you. So, Lord, we thank you that our circumstance, in the name of Jesus, does not determine your love for us. We thank you that what it is doesn't change who you are. We thank you in the name of Jesus that our circumstances are not going to move us out of position tonight. Our circumstances tonight, our problems tonight, our troubles tonight, you told us to be of good cheer. You have overcome the world. So, Lord, we thank you that we can worship you tonight. We're worshiping you on this line with spirit and truth. You said, who the Son has set free is free indeed. So we thank you for the glory of God. Hallelujah. 856, I see you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else from New Creation or if there are any more prayer concerns? In the name of Jesus, please note that right now, and we're going to move forward in prayer. Hallelujah. Area code 856, are you there?
Yes, amen.
Amen. That's Evangelist?
Yes, it is, Pastor.
God bless you, Evangelist Finney. Can you just continue to pray right now and allow God to lead you? Hallelujah.
Yes. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for every prayer that went forth before you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Every prayer is answered, oh God, by faith, oh God. Lord, we trust you, and we know that you're going to do it for us, oh God. Lord, we wait on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
It's not our timing, oh God, and your ways are not our ways. But, oh God, we're waiting on you patiently, oh God, because you answered prayer, oh God. And we thank you for all the prayers that have been answered so far, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, we look to you, oh God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh God, we trust in you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for everything that we need, oh God, you have it. It belongs to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I humble myself before you right now, God. Hallelujah, just to give you praise for what you already have done. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for taking care of my family, my church family. I thank you for taking care of my little cousin, oh God. I'm praying that, oh God, you would just touch his little mind, oh God, that he will have rest and peace in his mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will make things better in the home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for those that are sick and afflicted in their body. Oh God, I pray for the healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh God, up this man, oh God, that's battling with the AIDS virus, oh God. Hallelujah. You know his name, oh God. Lord, he asked for healing and he asked for prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I lift him up to you this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to encourage his heart and lift his spirits, oh God, because he wanted to give up on life, oh God, but you are his life, oh God. And I just pray that, oh God, his spirits would be lifted, oh God, that he will continue to go on in the things of God. Lord, that he will begin to trust you, oh God. Hallelujah. Remove the negativity. Remove all those things that the enemy has placed in his mind to doubt you, oh God. And bring him peace to his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for finding my cousin, oh God. Hallelujah. Who was missing for 2 weeks, oh God. Lord, I thank you and praise you that she's safe, oh God, and that she's at home with her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because we didn't know, God, hallelujah, we didn't know whether she was dead or alive, but we was trusting you in the matter, oh God, to know that you was going to bring her out, oh God, and we thank you for bringing her home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, I pray for the youth, oh God, I pray that they will have more respect, oh God, more for their elders, oh God. Lord,
yes, Lord.
On the right path, oh God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke the enemy, oh God, that got them caught up in all kind of things, everything except for your word, except for seeking your face, oh God. Lord, take away their stony hearts and give them a heart of flesh, oh God. Lord,
yes, Lord, touch the young people.
Jesus. Lord, I just pray that the people of God will continue to just pray and just wait on you for the answer, oh God, and not give up, oh God. Not give up on you, oh God. Not give up on themselves, oh God. Lord, I thank you for lifting my spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. For healing my body through the prayer, oh God, that went forth tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. How I wasn't feeling my best, oh God. But as the prayer went forth, I thank and praise you that I'm feeling better, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
you.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yes. Name of the Lord. I thank you that the neighborhoods is getting better through prayer. I thank you, oh God, that you're doing it, not us, oh God. Hallelujah. We just praise you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We're sponsored by your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Everything that's not pleasing to you, God, we move in the name of Jesus. Oh God, just have mercy upon us, oh God.
Yes,
God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, strengthen us where we need to be strengthened, oh God. In the name of Jesus, lift up the hung down head, oh God. Strengthen the feeble knees, oh God. Reclaim the backslider, oh God. In the name of Jesus, draw them back to safety, oh God. Draw them back to you, oh God. Oh God, give them a reason of hope. Give them some hope, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you, oh God.
Yeah.
And I praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Continue to get the glory out of my life as well as the people of God. Oh God, and I thank you for this
power
to come to you. This time to call on your name, oh God. Hallelujah, to just lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Sometimes words is not enough, oh God, for what I'm feeling inside. Oh God, but I want to thank you. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, oh God, for removing fear, doubt, unbelief, oh God.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus,
come
Lord.
On.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you. Oh, God, you're very present help in a time of need. Oh, God, you've been so good and so kind. Lord, I just want to thank you, God, and I reverence you this night, oh, God, and I ask you to honor this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
Jesus.
You, Father. Hallelujah.
You.
Glory
yes.
to your name, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory
yes.
be to God.
Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you.
God. Yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a powerful testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, he's a healer, church. In the name of Jesus, he is a healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist said she wasn't feeling well. Needs to be up. The prayer went forth. Our body, in the name of Jesus, had to come into subjection with the spirit of the living God. So we thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that sickness got to bow down to the word of God. Disease got to bow down to the word of God. Infirmity got to bow down to the word of God. Affliction got to bow down, hallelujah. To the word of God in the name of Jesus. Even as she prayed against AIDS and HIV, we come against every disease.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God. And we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. They overcame by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Yes,
I thank God for that powerful testimony of the goodness of God on tonight through the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Well, we got a few more minutes left, about 10 minutes left tonight. If there's anyone from the New Creation Church family, once more, we're going to just give you one more opportunity in the name of Jesus to just press one to announce yourself. If you are here, we have a full switchboard in the name of Jesus. And if you are from the New Creation Christian Ministry Church family. You can press 1 right now, and we'll move forward by the power and authority of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. So much going on in the land, but God is able in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to, these last few minutes, take prayer requests. 876, 876, I see a hand raised. 876, are you there?
I am.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, this is Evangelist Geneva Bartley calling from Jamaica.
Oh, God bless you.
I could not let this pass without me jumping in here and just giving a word of prayer. I will be quick, I promise you, but I have to give a word of prayer.
Go ahead, Auntie. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Allow God to use you.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this evening. We thank you, God, because you are God all by yourself who sits high and lifts low this evening, Father. We thank you because you are high and lifted up in your train fills the temple, God. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end, God, and we know that everything in between you have under your control. We give you glory this evening, Jesus, because you are a jealous God, and you're not share your glory with another. Father, we ask right now that you will cover us in the blood of Jesus. Father, if there's anything in us that is not like you, God, we pray, Father God, that you will purge us with your hyssop and wash us and make us whiter than snow. As we enter into the Holy of Holies this evening, God, and bow in your presence, we just want to say thank you. God, we thank you for your blessings, Father. We thank you because you are our protector, Lord. You have kept us all day long over the highways and the bodies. We thank you this evening, Father, because you are our provider. Hallelujah. There is a roof over our head and clothes on our back and food on our table.
Lord.
We thank you because you are a protector, God. We haven't been to the graveyard to bury any of our children or our grandchildren. We thank you this evening, Father God, because you are God all by yourself. Hallelujah. We ask right now that you cover this ministry, God. New creations, we put it before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you dispatch warring angel, Father God, to guide this ministry, God. But we know that the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, your word declares that you've already lifted up a standard against them. And so we thank you for the standard being lifted in Prophet Rebecca's life. We thank you for the standard being lifted in Pastor Anthony's life in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. They can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Father, we ask this evening, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to bless this ministry. Bless it exceedingly and abundantly above anything
that
we ask or think. Prove yourself, God. Hallelujah. Because you said if we brought the tithes and the offerings into the storehouse, that we would prove you, God, and that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing. Now, God, we're standing on your word because we know that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should have to repent. And your word will not return unto you, void, until it has accomplished that you sent it forth to accomplish. God, bless them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
Bless this work, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the lives of every individual that has been touched by this work in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Please keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah, because God is going to bless you. He's going to bless you so big that people are going to start talking and saying things that are as far from the truth as possible. Because, you know, God, people don't believe that our God is big enough to bless us. But he is going to bless you mightily. And it's going to be so big that people are going to be wondering, how did this happen to this couple? How did this happen to this ministry? God has something for you. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus.
My God, hallelujah. We receive that. Amen. All the way from Jamaica. God bless you, Auntie Geneva Bartley, Pastor. We receive that, Prophet. We receive that. Let us pray for you. Amen. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for the woman of God, Father God, who called in obedience, oh God, to pray for your pastors, to pray for this ministry, oh God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you send the same blessing back to her and Leroy, Pastor Leroy Bartley, oh God, over in Jamaica, oh God. They're doing a mighty work over there, Lord. We say, Father God, that you have blessings stored up for them, and we thank you, Lord, for opening up the heavens and pouring out a blessing, oh God, so big that they can't even receive it. Lord, we bless their marriage, oh God. We come against any stronghold, any weapon that's being formed against their ministry, their marriage, their money, oh God, their minds, oh God, their children, oh God, and their grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your hand being mighty upon their lives. Continue to bless them in the work that they're doing over there. Father God, bless, Father God, add increase to them, oh God. Thank you for meeting every need, oh God. Thank you for help, oh God. We speak healing over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father God, even in their ministry in Jamaica, and for the blessing of the woman of God who thwarted not robbery to come and pray for us on tonight. So, Lord, bless this woman of God, bless her husband, bless their church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Auntie, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You blessed our hearts tonight as you prayed, lifted up the ministry, lifted us up to God, and we received that prophetic word from the Lord on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for you as you called in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall people give into your bosom in the name of Jesus. So we thank God. Hallelujah. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. God has met us once again on this line tonight. Oh, glory be to God. If we got 5 or 4 more minutes, if there are any more prayer requests before we go down from this place, I'm telling you, God is honoring us right now in this prayer closet. Hallelujah. He said, what you do in secret, I'll make it public. And, oh, I felt that thing. Oh, glory be to God. When you pray, don't be like everybody else. Do it in private, and what you do secretly and privately, I'm going to bless you publicly. So when you get the raise, they're going to say, how was it done? When you get the apartment and the new car, they're going to say, what did you do or who helped you? When you get, in the name of Jesus, that opportunity and door open for you, people are going to wonder, why is there so much favor and, hallelujah, so much opportunity on your life? And you're going to know it is the power of prayer and the prayer of faith that God is honoring in this season. Amen. That's why the enemy's trying to shut us up. Yeah. So if there are any prayer requests, we want to lift it up tonight. There's power in agreement, so you can press 1 right now. Hallelujah.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for everybody on this line, everybody in the sanctuary, every person under the sound of my voice on tonight, God. Lord, we just thank you for their lives. We thank you for their obedience and coming to prayer, oh God. Even those who have gone forth in prayer, Prophetess Angie and Evangelist Dion, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, for their lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for those who were prayer intercessor warriors who did not pray on tonight, God. Lord, bless them right where they are, oh God. Lord, you know what their needs are, and we just pray that you will meet them right where they are. Bless Sister Linda and bless Sister Tara, oh God. We thank you for divine supernatural healing. We bind up the hands of Satan, Father God, over that young woman's life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for the mother, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you, Lord, and ask that you continue to be with Sister Nicole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless Evangelist Paige, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, Father God, what you have planned, oh God, for our lives, to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. So, Lord, I speak prosperity over the lives of your people, not just money, oh God, but healing, oh God, not just healing, oh God, but, oh Lord, open doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak over their lives, oh God, Sister Dolores P. Tucker, oh God, touch her, oh God, continue to heal her, oh God, continue to minister to her, yeah. Sister Lori Davis and Minister Leslie Oliver, oh God, and brother Edgar, oh God. Lord, continue to do your work in their lives, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing. All that are attached to this ministry, every son, every daughter, oh God, every laborer, oh God, of the harvest that you have sent to New Creation Christian Ministry. Lord, as we are blessed, oh God, we just thank you, Lord, for blessing every servant, oh God, every person that cleans the bathroom, sweeps the floor, oh God, that serves in hospitality or any ministry, Father God, that you have given us to do, oh, Father God, in this realm, in this season, oh God. Lord, bless our apostle, Matthew Tillery, oh God. Bless Pastor Dawn Tillery, oh God. Continue to heal them. Continue to elevate them. Continue to give them wisdom from our heart. We come against every weapon that is formed against our leadership, oh God, our apostle and Pastor Dawn, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even bless Bishop Hillier, oh God, who birthed us in the ministry, oh God. Lord, you know, Father God, what he's walking through, and Pastor Phyllis, oh God, heal you. You know, oh God, what they're walking through. Lord, we just ask that you put a hedge of protection around these leaders, oh God. Keep them from falling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for every person who came this way for prayer. We thank you for divine healing being released into the lives of the people in the sanctuary under the sound of our voices. We thank you for divine health. We thank you for divine prosperity, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, we thank you for covering the children of those who are here on tonight and those who are listening even to the archives, Lord. We thank you for their ministries, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that you will bless and answer the need of everybody that's looking this way for prayer, oh God, but not one prayer will fall to the ground. But Lord, we thank you that you are a prayer answering God, and that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Bless Brother Victor Finney, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to give him, Father God, the unction to press, oh God. We just thank you for the work you're doing in his life. We bind up Satan off of that household, any plan that the enemy has. Lord, we just thank you that, Father God, you are already did it, that it's already done. But victory is already in their hands, that they can see it, they can taste it, they can feel it. So Lord, bless those who are here on tonight. Heal, deliver, set free, prosper, oh Lord, ignite, oh God, with the power of your Holy Ghost. And we will continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go down from this place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Area code 973, we see your hand raised. Was that a prayer request?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, 973.
Hi. Yes, just very quickly, I'm sorry, this is Tina, Sister Tina. I was asking for a prayer request for my sister in Christ that's with me right now. She didn't call him. I'm calling in for her. If you can lift my sister in Christ, Erica, up, that God was in blood for her for a home, and she also she suffers with epileptic seizures, so we just asking God to work his miracles in that way as well.
Okay, I heard Sister Erica in need of a home. What was the other prayer concern?
Epileptic seizures, feeling lift up when she's been having more seizures than she used to have. So we're asking to lift her up in prayer.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Erica tonight, Lord. We lift her up to you. Hallelujah. We put her on your altar in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, touch her life right now. Father God, you know what she stands in the need of, even concerning her health in the area of seizures. Lord, we thank you for total deliverance, total healing, total restoration, and total freedom, Lord, that she'll walk, Father God, in the name of Jesus, free from every disease that's trying to infiltrate her body. So right now, Lord, we rebuke the hand of sickness off of her life, and we say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you are a healer, and she's already healed by your stripes. So, Lord, we are believing by faith right now that she's going to walk in divine healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, make a way out of no way for housing. Father God, find her to get favor in the name of Jesus concerning her finances, concerning the means that she needs to make this happen in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need, hallelujah, you to move in this situation. Make a way out of no way, hallelujah. Open a door that no man can shut. Shut
doors that no man can open in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we speak favor over her life, and we say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Erica right now, that she'll walk in victory concerning these areas, Lord, that we have lifted up on her behalf today in the name of Jesus, because you said we're two at the touch and agree, we shall have what we say. So we declare right now in the name of Jesus that she already has the housing she needs. She's already, in the name of Jesus, is delivered from seizures or anything that's trying to mess with her mind. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Roshaba akatobo oka. Rishele ebo karahashalo okaba akelehi. Oh, I thank you, Holy Ghost, that breakthrough and manifestation of the prayers of the righteous shall be heard tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, even for Sister Tina, Lord, verbalizing in the name of Jesus what the need was, because your word said you'll meet every need. You'll supply all of our needs according to your riches through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for even Sister Erica, that she's walking in victory in every area of life. In Jesus' name, we pray this. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Tina, thank God for you, even bringing Sister Erica to our attention tonight, because we know that there's so much power in the kingdom of God. Amen. He said to pray for one another that we might be healed. So we just pray in the word of God, which he will honor each and every time. So thank God for your faithfulness and even calling tonight in the name of Jesus. So we're going to go down this place worshiping and praising our God. Amen. The giver of life. He has given you and I another day to live. Amen. To breathe his air and to move forward by faith. So we thank God for you. Prophetess Evangelist Finney, thank God for your faithfulness in prayer tonight. Bless Brother Kadeem and the Finney family and all of those who tuned in tonight. We thank God for you and your family, that God will continue to minister to you even as we sign off tonight. So go in peace and serve God. Again, we'll be on our campus tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll be at the noonday service on the internet. You can call this same number 12 noon tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Go in peace and serve your God. Thank you. Love you all. Go in peace and serve God. God bless you. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Pastor Rebecca sends her love as well as we sign off. Good night.
God bless you. Love you too. Okay.
Good night, everyone. I feel God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.